Hello, mate. This is Simon Smedley with Anthony Crolla, ahead of the big fight the weekend, Anthony. Two words that I presume are driving you on, mate. World champion, is that fair to say?
Without a doubt, that them two words have been something that have drawn me on since first lacing on a pair of gloves at the age of 10. And it's stronger than ever, that feeling, that sort of desire to win it has been brighter, more fueled than ever after everything that's happened in the past 12 months, and certainly after the first fight.
Do you kind of think about the future after Saturday night? Because it would be a life-changing, another life-changing experience, I think.
Yeah, it would be. I mean, listen, I'd never ever look past Dallas Press because it'd be foolish, but we all dream, don't we? And listen, that's been one of my dreams since being a little kid, like I say, to become a world champion, and to do it on Saturday, it would be life-changing, and it'd be a goal that I set out when I first turned professional achieved. And I just, like say, I've got a little family, it make life a bit easier for them, and that's what I'm in boxing for. I'm in it to obviously achieve my goals, make people proud, but to make life a little bit easier for my family and those who have stuck by me.
Is it a lot different this time, Anthony? You sort of build up and your training and stuff.
It is a little bit different. It seemed like last time the old build up was surrounded by the burglary incident and what happened in the injuries. This time's a little bit more business-like, which I like and I prefer, because, I mean, don't get me wrong, last time I got amazing support around it, so I was very grateful for. But also, it's nice to be a bit more sort of business-like talking about the boxing.
Okay, so also Eddie was saying up there on the top table there, the kind of national boxing scene is just incredible at the moment, with all these different fighters fighting for world titles. You must be dead proud to be involved in that as well, you know, in the mix.
Blessed to be a part of it, and it's even like the undercard on Saturday, there's lads who grew up boxing, and it's great to sort of be with them on the card. And it's mad now, like, some you'll have young fighters who ask me, you know, saying they want to get on the card and that, and I was that fighter not too long ago. It's a bit surreal at times, and we've got three Brits going for world titles on Saturday, two from the North West, and I'm really confident all three of us have got a great chance of becoming world champion.